Hey guys, Shanman here on your Tuesday. It's August 9th, about 4:15, and I thought I'd answer a couple of questions that were asked to me on FormSpring. Some people saw my posts on Twitter and Facebook, and they responded, which is always cool. I'm always willing to answer some questions, if they're not too out of line. So let's go ahead and do it before I have to go in and get ready for work. Number one, do you like your hair pulled during sex? guess who is what it says. I can only assume that this is from Cheryl, but I could be completely wrong. I could be like way wrong, way off. Cheryl or whoever this is, no, I'd rather be the hair puller, if that's what you're asking. But good question. Thank you. I'd rather pull hair, maybe even remove hair if it's really good sex. Number two, hey, last year for Uproar, you guys did meet and greets with some of the bands. Is that going on this year? And if so, how do you get them? From Aubrey6661. Aubrey, we do meet and greets, and we get people into meet and greets in many different ways through the radio station. One of them being, check our website, 98kupd.com, and you can look and see if we have any contests for meet and greets for that show that's coming up. Also, we do on-air giveaways where we get you to meet the bands. Either myself or Fitz, Larry, it could be really any of us. So you just got to be listening, but make sure that you are listening to the radio because sometimes that does happen. And another way would be going to the show, going to the actual show, wearing some type of 98 KUPD garb or swag or something like that, wearing a KUPD shirt, a bandana, hanging out by the promotional tent and having yourself recognized by one of the promo guys. Sometimes they say, hey, you want to go back and meet, Seven Dust? And they'll, you can be like, oh yeah, sure. So it just depends on the meet and greet that you want to do too. So, I mean, if you're really, 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 really into it, you just have to be persistent with how you want to meet those bands. So good question. We are going to be doing meet and greets actually for Red, White, and U-Fest that is going to be coming up on September 10th, Five Finger Death Punch, Anthrax. So if you plan on going to that show, I can guarantee you that you will be able to see your favorite bands on that show. So good question, and keep them coming. One last question. Maybe it's one last question. From Zombie Q, if you could meet any band from any decade, who would it be and why? That's an easy one, just right off the top of my head for today, I guess. It would be Led Zeppelin, even over Metallica. I would meet Led Zeppelin just because that's just a legendary band altogether. Influenced so many bands like Metallica, Aerosmith, bands today just, they look to Led Zeppelin as, being the, an influence, along with Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath would be another cool one to be to meet. But if I had to meet one, it would be Led Zeppelin. So thank you for the question. And we'll go ahead and do one last question. From Scarlet Spider, I know who this is. I know you play guitar, and you have been for a while. So who was the most influential band of your younger years? I would have to say that would be Metallica, because I did a lot of practicing. I mean, we're talking like 8 hours on end. I used to practice the guitar, electric guitar. I had these huge PV speakers that were PA speakers that I plugged into my amp, and I used to just play them so loud, drive my parents nuts. And I learned like pretty much everything off of And Justice for All, the Black Album. Master of Puppets was always a challenge to learn how to play on the guitar, but it wasn't impossible. These days, I'm not as active on the guitar like I used to be, but that's how I gained my chops, was by playing a lot of Metallica songs. So thanks for the question. I appreciate it. All right, if you have any other questions, make sure that you hit me up on FormSpring. My handle name is ShanmanOnline, formspring.me, /ShanmanOnline, I guess is how you do it. And keep the questions coming. Have a great Tuesday.